Grace and peace to you. Thank you for tuning into The Movement. This show will push you to your destiny, to your purpose, where we hope to change mindsets by totally being real and raw. I'm your host, Cedric Griffin. Let's go. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to The Movement. Let's go. This is a show where we just come together and we just be very authentic, very real. Our goal is to help you inspire, go to the next level. And it's every Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, at 7:30 a.m. As you know, the early bird catches the worm. I'm here honored and grateful to have a guest in the house, Mr. Antonio Gaston, who's the founder, owner of The Marketing Genius. Antonio is someone that, you know, we're becoming a very, very, very close brothers, friends. You know, he does marketing with me. I'm so excited. We do real estate investing together. I'm just so excited of Mr. Antonio Gaston. Grace and peace to you, Antonio. How are you, sir?
Grace and peace, Mr. Cedric. I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Yes, I'm so grateful. One of the things that when we decided that today's topic is going to be, are you ready to fly? Mm. Are you ready to fly? And since, you know, over the past few months, you know, all our synergies have been, are you ready to fly?
All about flying, taking flight.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, one of the things, Antonio, that I, you know, say that, you know, 2020 was a year for us where it's a year like no other.
Right.
I don't care, you know, how old a person was, how wealthy a person was, how educated a person was, how spiritual a person was. You know, 2020 was a year that we had to pause. Our goal was to please God, get me out of 2020, because we saw so many situations in 2020 where they didn't make it out of it.
Right.
And so in my mind, that here it is, that we made it out of 2020. Man, isn't that a lot to be grateful for?
That's more than a lot to be grateful for. But I say it leveled the playing field.
It leveled the playing field.
So anybody who looked at this as a discouragement, I think they're looking the wrong way. Uh-huh. You know, they're more so looking to stay grounded and on ground, and we're taking flight.
We're taking flight.
And in taking flight, you have to look at these things as just stumbles in the road, stumbling blocks. But we know how to get over those, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the Almighty God. And I think that sometimes we have to be tested and we become battle tested because, you know, even though the situation is not new anymore, it's still there. But at the same time, when it goes away, who knows if another stumbling block will get in your way. But now with this, if you walked in the right direction and continued to fly or started to fly, if this is your first time on a plane, quote unquote, then next time you'll know how to go airborne over the obstacle rather than trying to stand behind the obstacle in a ready set position. And you'll just say go because you've seen it before.
Absolutely. Good stuff. You know, when I think back to when people are finalizing the end of the year, they're getting ready for their new year resolutions, etc. And here it is that we start setting goals, you know. Mm. And so that's why it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, for us to challenge you on today. Are you ready to fly? You heard Antonio states that, you know, so what? It's just an obstacle. You should be able to overcome it. So on previous shows, we ask you to, you know, find out what it is that you're ready to solve, what it is that you're ready to do. You know, write them down. But here's the thing that I want to challenge you this morning, that when you're talking about Are you ready to fly? It's so important, Antonio, that I believe that I like to keep my circle, that if I say I believe I could fly, they're saying, do you need help putting on the wings?
Right, right.
And likewise, I'm going to say the same thing to them. Are you ready to put on the wings?
Right.
Do you need help putting on the wings?
Right.
It's so important that I don't care what it is that you're doing. When you're ready to take off, when you're ready to put on that oxygen mask for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important to make sure that the people around you are ready to push you forward, ready to support you going forward. And I don't care who it is, whether or not it's a family member, a friend, or whatever the case be. Sometimes when you're ready to take flight, sometimes you're going to leave some people behind.
And that's perfectly okay.
And it's perfectly okay.
I'll tell you, because everybody, they aren't ready yet. And sometimes we think that we're doing our friends or our family an injustice or a disservice when we continue to climb. We want to wait. But I'll say, I always tell people my life is like steps on a ladder, and I'm going to continue to climb. Now, even if I back down that ladder, I'm not going to look down, because I know the step is there, because I know God is guiding me. Because sometimes when you look down, you look back at those things that you left, and you can start to become discouraged, or you can start to embark on those things again. So my key has always been to look up and understand that my life is steps, and they're going to be continuous. And my ladder never stops, because when my ladder stops, that means that's the end of the road, and I want to continue to climb. The other thing is, have you ever seen a movie where somebody's hanging off a cliff and they say, don't look down, don't look down, I got you. And as soon as they look down, they fall. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if you're going to climb with me, don't look down either. Mm-hmm. Let's look towards the stars and let's continue to climb together. But the ones who don't want to climb with you, I'm sorry. You have to leave them. Because my belief is that if God has taken me somewhere and I've prayed for it, that if I don't leave what he's taking me away from, I'm doing him a disservice. Mm. So I can't stay down here with you. I'm sorry, because my God is calling me and he's telling me to keep pushing. Because the higher I get, what my plan is to infect as many people and do as much for as many people as I can, right? And in order for me to do that, I have to continue to climb.
Right.
Because on those steps on that ladder, there's more and more people that I'll start to accumulate that are ready to go with me. And they just need a little bit of a push. And the thing about me being on the ladder, there's always somebody above me. So in your point in saying, you know, who are you surrounded with? Who's going to put on your wings? There's somebody waiting to give me my wings, too. So I'm not going to hold them up. So we're all trying to climb together. And I'm sorry if I have to leave this level, but I've made it past. As a matter of fact, like a video game, I got an extra man and some bonus points.
Amen.
So let's go.
Love it. Love it. Good stuff. You know, one of the things that when I think about, are you ready to fly? It doesn't matter your education. It don't matter where you came from. It don't matter where you are now. None of that matters.
Right.
You know, last week, one of my brothers from Indianapolis surprised me, you know, and I just so happened to be at the office. And all of a sudden, you know, a guy just appeared. And he had on a mask, you know, the mask. And so I didn't know who he was until he got a little bit closer and he says, grace and peace. And I realized it was my brother. And it just totally surprised me. Now, here's the part that excited me. So I says, man, what are you doing here? Over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago, he started talking about that he wanted to get into the transport business, where he wanted to buy a truck and transport cars, right? And so so he was down here to transport some cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a truck. Now, here's the thing that excited me, that he didn't use COVID as an example that, hey, let me scale back. Let me wait until this pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't wait till his credit was perfect. He just stayed true. He wrote down. He started studying. He started familiarizing himself with the business. He started claiming it. He kept saying that, hey, I'm going to get my truck. I'm going to get my truck. I'm going to get my truck.
Right.
And lo and behold,
he has his truck.
He has this truck.
Right.
He was ready to fly.
During COVID.
During COVID.
Right.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that we want to challenge you again this morning. Are you ready to fly? You know, one of the things that excites me about Mr. Antonio is that, Antonio is a very successful business owner, very successful guy. And, he's very exposed. But listening to him, the thing that I've gathered over him for the past few months, he's ready to fly.
All right.
He's not content with where he's at right now.
No, sir.
Yeah. So do you have, what's your background? Where are you from? Jacksonville. Tell us about you, Antonio.
I'm from Jacksonville, born and raised on the north side. William and Raines graduate. I tell you, we grew up poor. So like so many who make excuses of their beginning, you know, I made that my reason. Mm-hmm. So wherein, you know, my mom and dad, they chose their route and respectfully. But for me, the challenges that I saw them face that were challenges that were put on my siblings and I said, no, not me. And that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing because I love my dad to death. My mom is no longer with us. She died in 2006. But sometimes we aren't taught. And so, you know, we're waiting on the solution instead of finding the solution. And so for me, I started in business at an early age. You know, I cut hair. I worked at a watermelon stand. We you remember the bottles you would trade in, the cans. We would collect cans in the backyard. I was doing all of these things. And so I found entrepreneurship very early. And I just decided for myself that, you know, that was the route I wanted to take. I've only had two jobs in my life. One as a teenager working at Popeyes, which I was had to be the hardest worker. I was 16. There was guys 34 when they didn't want that they wanted to be off on Saturdays, I guess, to party. I would take that Saturday. Anytime you called me and say there was some more hours, I wanted them. Because I like things, you know, because I didn't have those things. But I did not allow the things that I didn't have to be an excuse or an obstacle for me not to achieve great things in life like some do. There's no excuses as long as I can breathe.
Absolutely.
Right? And so from there, I say, you know, I went to Winn-Dixie Warehouse, which was supposed to be the quote-unquote one of the best jobs in the city, warehouse job. And I got to the time clock with my best friend, and I said, man, I'm leaving. He's like, what? I'm like, I got to go. And I said, the three things that I want on this voyage is a house, a nice bank account, and my own business. And I accomplished those things. And I started in several businesses, lawn care and the entertainment business. And I was successful at those things. But my heart, I'm into fashion, which a lot of people who know me know I love clothes. And so it started in junior high school. Being poor, still, I played it, and I made things work. But I went to – here's a really interesting part. I went to several people inquiring information about starting my own clothing store, and doors were shut. Mm-hmm. You hear me? People I had spent hundreds or thousands of dollars with in the clothing business, buying my own things, I thought that they would be so compelled and just ready to – give me the information I need. I'm ready to go. I got some money saved up. But no, all doors were shut to a point where one guy who really disappointed me said, this ain't what you need to do. And I said, the devil is a liar. And ironically, we took a trip to Miami one year back in 99, and I found a supplier by the name of Danny Simon, and he put me on. And from there, everything just grew. And by marketing my own clothing company and having an entertainment company and a magazine and all those things, I found marketing. And no college degree, but I guarantee you I run circles around most marketers in the United States, not just in Jacksonville. So we have our own products, our own companies, and it's all designed to assist African American owned businesses. Why? Not the whole cliche of support black or whatever. That I do believe in that, but my thing is there are little boys and little girls who are like me, who grew up like me. There are parents out here who are like my parents, who didn't grow up with the information and the knowledge, and then, you know, go out to try to obtain the knowledge and the door is shut in their face. So I'm saying, call me and challenge me, challenge my companies, challenge my people, because we want to deliver this information. As a matter of fact, we're starting a campaign here soon, and it just kind of came to us this week, that's going to challenge everybody across the United States who say they are who they say they are, to give back and to put things in place with no contingency. Because if it wasn't for Dan and Simon saying, hey, there's no contingency on what I'm going to do for you, I would not be the person that I am today. And lo and behold, Danny Simon ain't black.
Right.
He ain't black. And I won't name the black people that I went to try to get help, because it don't matter. Maybe they weren't educated enough to be able to do or have an understanding, to have the spiritual source or signs of what we should do. But at the end of the day, I don't cry over spilt milk like I did in my childhood, as I explained. And regardless of what, I want to be able to infect my community with the knowledge and the gift and the grace that God has given me. So my plans and my purpose is to give back to God's people in the way that I know how. And I've been doing that. Brother, as you and I are working together and some miraculous things are happening in your life and in my life because I've met you. And so we're showing Jacksonville that the old cliche and saying of we don't support each other is a lie, as I explain almost in every encounter we have with other people, because we do.
Right.
Because I've made millions. And 99.9% of what I bring in is from African Americans, and I so appreciate that, and I'm so blessed, and I want to be able to attribute to more African American owned businesses to say, so that they could say the same thing. So as much as that as I can give, I will. But to stay on course, and I know you asked the question,
but you know this is good stuff.
I've been in business now for 20 years successfully, and I love saying that because some people been in business and they just been, you know, running around successfully. Been in business. Everything that I've touched has turned to gold. And somebody used to prophesize, my cousin, and now my cousin who's living, but she's older, so I call her my aunt. They said, everything you touch, turn to gold. Write the vision, make it plain so other people can understand. And I didn't get it back then, but now I do when I preach that same thing.
Right.
One of my friends, Kevin Hargrave, gave me a nugget. He said, man, don't worry about paying for it. Just go get it. But the person you are, you're going to know how to pay for it. You're going to learn how to pay for it.
Right.
But sometimes you have to have those things in front of you to work towards. So I tell anybody, put the obstacles in front of you. The pandemic was an obstacle. I put it in front of me. I totally put it in front of me. And man, this is 2020 for me. No, and no disrespect for anybody who was sick and lost loved ones. But we're talking business. From a business standpoint, from a life changing standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, was one of the best years in the top three.
Wow.
One of the best years of my life.
Wow.
One of the best things that happened. Because I was challenged, and I was like everybody else on March 20th of 2020 when they said, hey, we can't move and we're locked down. I was startled. But, you know, in a good way, because we didn't know the unknown. But my God, you know, and I prayed, and within 2 weeks, things start shifting, and I start moving, and I start grinding, and I start grooving. And I'm like, man, I can get used to this, you know, working from home. So you make the best out of situations. You know, don't let people tell you what you shouldn't do. Don't follow patterns. I mean, we've had so much stuff in the government and so many things happen to African Americans, George Floyd and all these different things. Don't get me wrong. look at it, but don't get so consumed by it.
Right.
Because my God is right. what you should be consumed with. Your family is what you should be consumed with. Your finances,
right.
your business, mm-hmm. mind your business before you start minding their business,
wow.
right? And if you do that, I guarantee you, your life will change.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are ready to fly listening to that testimony. You know, one of the things that I so love about Antonio is that, number one, I heard you say that you have your PhD, right?
Yeah.
Public high school diploma. And, you know, and with that, notice he said that he's one of the best marketers in the country. He didn't just say Jacksonville. He didn't just say Northside. The thing that I want to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, when you're ready to fly, when you're ready to fly, if you don't have confidence in yourself, if you don't have swagger in yourself, if you're not bold within yourself, imagine getting on an airplane and you look at your pilot. You look at your pilot and all of a sudden, your pilot is looking like he's not confident. Your pilot, all of a sudden, is scared. He's fearful. Would you be ready to fly on that flight?
Not at all.
So when I see an Antonio Gadsden, founder, owner of the Marketing Genius, I see swagger. I see boldness. I see moxie. I see confidence. So I want to challenge you, listening to him, when he says that everything that I touch turns to gold. See, that's part of speaking. That's part of taking ownership in whatever he's going to do. It's going to prosper. It's not saying that he doesn't have any setbacks.
Right.
But he knows even with those setbacks, it's going to turn to gold. Because you heard him say, my God, and the God that we serve, is better than man's today. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring it back to you. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to soar? Are you ready to take off? When I think back to the college football 2020 champion of the world, Alabama Crimson Tide. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I am from Selma, Alabama. I'm an avid fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yes, you are.
And I know Antonio is probably saying, not just 2020, don't y'all win the championship every year? You know? But here's one thing that I've realized about Alabama. You sent me a text, and In fact, I spoke about it on our conference call on yesterday, and I shared with him that, you know, one of my buddies texted me that Alabama has the recipe. And when I think about the recipe, what is their recipe? Number one, you know, it's a process that Nick Saban sets. He follows a process. So when you're ready to fly, you got to have a process.
Right.
How are you going to get there?
Right.
You know, before that, you know, one of the things that I see pilots do, I don't care what, they're going through the same thing over and over again, that process to make sure all systems are in place, that when they get ready to take off, everything's kosher. The process has to be there, ladies and gentlemen, when you're ready to fly. The second thing, I go back to Nick Saban, preparation.
Mm.
They're prepared, man.
Mm.
They're not afraid. They're not taking a pandemic as an issue not to be great. In fact, this probably is one of the greatest teams that Alabama has ever had. When you look at, they played nothing but SEC contenders all year. They didn't play any of the, you know, weak teams like, you know, the Florida State. I'm sorry.
Wait. Wait a minute.
Antonio is a Florida State fan. I was just trying to make sure he was listening.
Lifelong.
Yeah. You know, but you know, they were prepared. And so when you're talking about taking off, are you ready to fly? You got to be prepared. You know, notice when Antonio talked about doors being shut in the clothing business. He didn't stop. He was prepared. He kept looking for a supplier. And that's when he found Danny Simon. So you have to be prepared. What it is that you're trying to do. You know, I spoke with someone on yesterday. And for the last 30 days, all they discussed was that they're ready to get their credit score back to 700. And then 2 days ago, they got a call from the hospital. And they stated that, hey, if you don't pay this bill, it's going on your credit report. But here's the thing that excited me. She wasn't frustrated. She just saw that this was something that was a challenge. Because mentally, while she was prepared that I don't care what happens, she's getting back to that 700 credit score.
Right.
So mentally, while she was prepared for whatever came her way, and she took ownership into what the hospital was saying, and she got it handled on yesterday.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. So you have to be prepared. Here's the third thing, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Saban, he's laser focused. You have to be laser focused when you're taking flight. It doesn't matter if you have a setback. It doesn't matter if you have a temporary failure. It doesn't matter if you have any letdowns or whatever the case be. It's going to happen. It's going to rain, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine if pilots, you do know that pilots fly in the storm, don't you?
Right.
They fly in the rain. You know, sometimes they have to go above, sometimes they have to go under, but they're flying. But you have to be laser focused. You have to make sure that your mindset is there, that no matter what happens, you're laser focused on accomplishing the minute at hand or the mission at hand. I'm sorry. So with that being said, are you ready to fly?
Hey, I think I'm ready to fly just by your statements. And I like to add to the Nick Saban story as well. One of his strong suits is recruiting. So recruiting the right players to build the right team. You have to be around the right people. And again, going back to what you stated earlier, when you tell them you're ready to fly, you don't want the crazy looks, the you shouldn't go now because it's raining. Wait on me. No. Give me my wings. Help me put them on. Help me take flight. You know, and if you can accomplish that, you can do anything. A good team is great to have, but make sure you choose wisely, like a Nick Saban. And one of the reasons why I would say he definitely has accomplished things is because he proper selection. But have you arrived?
Have you arrived? Well, Antonio, thank you for being a guest today. Man, listening to you, I'm so ready to fly. We want to thank you all for tuning in to us on this Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. on The Movement Let's Go. We want to thank our sponsors, Premier Coast Realty, for the show. Please get ready for next Saturday. Grace and peace to you. And remember, are you ready to fly? Let's go. Thank you for tuning into The Movement. We hope we have inspired you to go and pursue destiny and purpose. Our sponsors are Real Estate Cake and Premier Coast Realty. To submit questions or comments, please email us at themovementgo@gmail.com. That's themovementgo@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Grace and peace to you.